You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm still recovering from COVID-19. It's been a long but substanceful road. I am so glad that you guys are tuning in today and listening to me today because I have some nuggets. Today is really, message is really a good message, and I kind of battle with this message because I'm like, Lord, I don't want to reveal that about myself because they might think this of me or they might think that of me. And then I had to go back to the fact that there I was searching outside of myself for validation. When you do that, guess what? You are no longer the author of your life. You now give the power to other people to form their opinions and think what they want. So I said, okay, Lord, I know that I'm going to grow through this. So I'm going to give it to the people. Let me tell y'all how I had to check myself. So I'm on Facebook. I seen somebody post that hadn't posted in a while. And this person that post, I wanted them to mentor me back in 2019. They left me on red. They never, you know, wanted anything to do with me, which was discouraging for me back then. But now I see why. It was very discouraging for me, and I just didn't know why back then. So I instantly went to their page. Y'all know how we do. When we see somebody post that ain't posted in a while, we go to their page and we start scrolling. I found myself all the way back in 2020 looking at past posts. Y'all, I was seeing how this woman was having all these beautiful events and having all the, her followers had grew. She was selling out of books and she was basically living in the overflow. She was just being blessed. And I knew that I was supposed to be happy for her. I'm like, I know I'm supposed to be happy for her, but I wasn't, y'all. Honestly, I was jealous. I was envious. I started to say all these things to myself, like, why this couldn't be me? Why she didn't want to mentor me? Why aren't my books selling out? Why ain't my event happening? All those negative things that we say to ourselves. I instantly logged out because I knew it was not right for me to be feeling this way about somebody. I should have been happy for her. And it hit me like a ton of bricks while I was laying there feeling bad for myself, feeling discouraged and depressed. It just hit me that I was allowing my lack to cause me to be envious and jealous of someone else's season. When I say my lack, I'm speaking of my lack of gratitude for what I do have, my lack of consistency, my lack of pushing through when obstacles arise. You see, sometimes we look at people's situation and it looks so beautiful on the outside. So it causes us to feel a normal human emotion, jealousy. But we don't know what they went through to get to where they are. Y'all should know me by now. I search for lessons in everything and I'm a sucker for growth. So I went to my mirror and I did my 5 minutes of mirror work. And while doing that, it was revealed to me how we as people become stagnated by trying to hide things that are looked down upon. If I did not call out that spirit of jealousy and envious that I was feeling for her, I would have allowed it to grow within me And I would have liked her for I would have not liked her for no reason. Instead of trying to learn something from her, it would have kept me from even looking at her or asking questions or being motivated or inspired by her. It would have hindered me from being able to be genuinely happy for other people's success. And it would have hindered me from being thankful for where I am in my life. And it would have ultimately hindered me from growing as a person in my business as well. But because of my honesty with myself, I gave myself a chance to release that nasty, evil, hindering spirit of jealousy, and it allowed me to flourish. Someone right now is listening to this, and you feel envious of someone that might be in the same lane as you, but you feel they are prospering more than you. I challenge you to check yourself. Look within yourself. First and foremost, we don't know what somebody went through to get to where they are, because trust me, to whom much is given, much is required. Secondly, you will free yourself from not being able to be thankful, because when you looking at somebody else's situation and you jealous of their situation, you can't even look at yours and see, well, I did come this far and I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful that I'm even selling books. I'm thankful that I'm even being booked to speak. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. You'll just be looking at their situation like, why ain't I there? Why ain't I jumped through the hurdles and got to where they are? Instead of looking at it as they put in that work. They had that structure. They had that consistency. Because let me tell you something. Ain't nothing about success luck. Nothing. Success is earned. Everyone you see that is successful has earned success. Success is structure. Success is consistency. Success is hard work. Success is all those things. Success is an empty bank account sometimes. Success is tears on your pillow sometimes. Success is hard work. Nothing came to them for free. And sometimes we think, because we on the outside looking in, we think they had the money to invest. We think they had the support from the beginning. No. That is where we were mistaken. And that is what causes us to get jealous, because we looking at the exterior and never knowing what's going on interior. We got to stop that. Thirdly, you will be able to see where it is you might be lacking in your life. And fourth, you are human. Don't ever let anybody tell you that they have never felt jealousy or envy, because it's not the truth. Because those are two normal human emotions. They're unhealthy emotions, but they aren't abnormal. Just call them out instantly. When you feel them within yourself, you call them out instantly. Don't feed them, because whatever you feed will grow. If it was not for me being a person that checks myself or reflects on things within myself so that I can grow, I wouldn't even be able to have the courage to even put this message out here. Somebody that is listening to this is going to be blessed by this. And I pray it plants a seed within you to check yourself, look at yourself. And whatever it is that you're lacking, begin to practice doing those things daily. If it's consistency, like me, I lack consistency. Change your language when it's dealing with that. I had to change my language and say, I am learning to be more consistent. If it's structure, I am learning to be more structured. Because one thing that I didn't tell y'all that I noticed about this person posts every single day. This person made sure she got up and post and share her book, inspired people, motivated people. That's something I don't do. So how can I expect to be where she is when I didn't do the work? It's impossible. Another thing that I noticed that this person did, she made sure she dressed up and was looking nice. Because when you look good, you feel good. And I can guarantee you, every single day, she didn't feel good. But she pushed through those obstacles. That's something else she did that I was lacking. She pushed through those obstacles on those days she didn't want to push through, and she earned the success that was given to her. She earned the overflow. She was obedient to the call. We have to stop focusing on what's on the outside and how it look on the outside. And we have to focus on what that person did to get there. Because when you focus on the outside, that's when that jealousy and that envy pop up. But when you focus on what they did to get there, it'll make you happy for them. It'll make you appreciate them and cherish them. I pray that this message blesses someone. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. I pray that a seed was planted on today. In September, I'm going to do interviews for small business owners, authors, coaches, whatever. If you are interested in being on the platform, please email me at coach@sadiemayevans.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you all on Monday. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Soul Food with Sadie. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you guys for tuning in. Take the seeds that are for you and leave what's not. You guys, it is August the 2nd. Can you believe that it's the 8th month? New beginnings, new declarations, new goals to slay, y'all. The 8th month. Wow, this year is flying. And I am so excited about school starting. I'm extremely excited for my babies. They get to learn. They get to meet new people. And I get some free time. I've never really had time to myself outside of being a mother. My identity has always been a mother. And if I wasn't being a mother, I was being a woman to my man. If I wasn't being a woman to my man, I was being a friend. I was being a sister, a daughter. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in different identities that we lose sight of our true identity. So this summer, y'all, it was so much fun. So much fun. You know, last summer, COVID really came through and wiped out all the fun that we were supposed to have. But this summer was really, really fun. Really exciting. I really bonded with the kids. We went swimming. We went to the park. The kids played soccer. My son is doing football now. And we just really have fun. One day I can remember being at the park, and the kids, my little ones, they loved for me to push them on the swing. And my baby girl, she loved the merry-go-round, and I liked pushing her on it. One day, while admiring her innocence and joy for the merry-go-round at the park, all I could think about was how that ride made you dizzy. It even made me dizzy when I was spinning her around. I was reminded of how sometimes in life we get stuck living our life in circles. I remember being 16 and having my first child, being in a very physical, abusive relationship, and then turning around at 18, having another child, and enduring the same abuse by the hands of the same man. And never ever thinking that it was abnormal, never ever thinking that my life was going in circles. I really didn't even focus on that. I just focused on really trying to be a good woman and a good mother and finding my identity in that situation. I finally left that relationship after many years and a lot of turmoil. But here I was every 3 years in another relationship with the same person, just a different face, going through the same exact cycle. Never realizing that I was becoming more and more dizzy from living my life in circles. I found myself depressed, anxious, emotionally broken, but I was too dizzy from living my life in circles that I couldn't even see it, y'all. I couldn't even see the pattern that I was falling into. I couldn't even see the types of people that I was allowing into my life. I couldn't see any of that because I was so dizzy from the ride. Someone is going to be listening to this message and you're going to realize that you are continuing to produce the same fruit in your life year after year, decade after decade. Your story might not sound like mine, though. Your merry-go-round might be toxic family members. It might be unforgiveness or whatever it is that is causing you to live your life in circles. But when you are fed up and truly ready to get off, you will know. And these strategies that I'm about to give you will help you first acknowledge that you are not a victim of the situation, although it's comfortable. To keep that victim mentality, it is very comfortable. A lot of us like to play the victim mentality because we don't want to grow. And honestly, it's comfortable for the brain. So it's unconscious and conscious. It's comfortable for the brain because the brain does not like change. The brain is meant to stay complacent. So when we adapt this victim mentality, it is so hard to move away from it. But let me tell you, it produces no good fruit. Your situation happened so that you can grow. It didn't happen for you to stay stuck and become a victim of it. Secondly, search for the lesson in the situation. For me, it was the lack of knowing and loving myself. And until I took the time to heal and really be by myself, I mean truly healing, not just on the surface, I wasn't able to see the lesson. So do the work required to heal. That looks different for everyone because our situations aren't the same, as I stated. If you would like for me to coach you through your healing, email me at coach@sadiemayevans.com and I will help you create a personalized strategy to jumpstart your healing. Because everybody, I don't care who you are, you need somebody to help you on that healing process, in that healing process, on that healing journey. You cannot do it alone. And every time I tried to do it alone, I found myself living in circles. Third, begin to shift your mindset. True freedom starts with your mind. Sometimes we are so conditioned to think negative due to others' doubts, fears, and sometimes just because our parents or guardians, they just didn't know better. If you don't know better, you can't do better. So charge it to their head and not their heart, because they did the very best that they could. You now have the responsibility to reverse the generational curse of negative thoughts and negative self-talk. This will be the most difficult and time-consuming thing to do because the mind is set up to reject change, as I stated before. But that all changes when you are fed up of living your life in circles. Fourth, life is an action sport. So nothing in life will change if you don't put in the work, period. Faith without works is dead. I can believe, I can talk, I can write all day long. But if I don't put in the work, nothing will change. I will produce no fruit. There is no possible way I can expect a harvest, but I'm not doing nothing. It's not going to happen. And I'm not talking about start then stop, start then stop. I'm speaking about making the conscious decision to change daily, shift your mindset daily, remove toxic conversations daily, stop allowing people to dump on you, make people ask permission to dump on you. Truly, I found myself always dumping on somebody about what I've been through, and it finally hit me that they don't want to hear that mess. Why am I spreading poison? So I begin to ask people, can I tell you this? Because we don't know where they are emotionally, so we don't want to dump on them. So those four steps that I just gave you are only scratching the surface. Trust me. I was so fed up with living my life in circles that I did what others are afraid to do. I broke the chain that had me bound to that merry-go-round. And I am working daily on shifting my mindset. I mean daily. Negative thoughts come to my head. I literally have to change it. I literally have to change that thought. Because if I even entertain it just a little bit, the fact that I'm so conditioned to negative thinking, it will grow like a weed. And I refuse to continue to live my life in circles. If you feel you are living your life in circles and you're not satisfied with the results, I challenge you to implement these strategies into your life today. Not tomorrow, today. It is time to walk in all the greatness that is within you. I have never met you, but I believe in you. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, or if you're needing coaching, email me at coach@sadiemayevans.com. Be blessed. And as always, make sure that your cup is so full of goodness that you'll spill on everyone you come in contact with.